Sound of ambient, slightly tense electronic music fades in, and then under the dialogue, less than natural, greater than up. What if every bullet, every ration, every single order given on a battlefield could be tracked, verified, and recorded in a way that could never be altered or erased?
Less than P greater than a permanent, unchangeable record of conflict.
Less than phi greater than fi. Exactly. It sounds like something out of a futuristic thriller, but it's the core promise of a technology we're exploring today. It's like creating a perfect, incorruptible time capsule of a war as it happens. Less than to bleep it greater than the fly. You know, for me, as someone who spends their life crafting narratives, the idea of a single, undeniable truth. An immutable record of events. It's both fascinating and, frankly, a little terrifying. It completely changes the story of war.
Less than P greater than it really does. And for me, my interest is a bit more grounded, I suppose. My grandfather served, and the stories he told. They were always about the chaos, the fog of war, the uncertainty of supply lines, of intelligence. Less than P greater than, right.
Less than Clark, greater than Ornals. So when I hear about a technology that could potentially cut through that fog, ensure a soldier gets the right equipment, the right intel, at precisely the right moment. That's not just a story, that's a genuine revolution in how conflicts are fought.
Less than P greater than a revolution with huge implications. And that's what we're here to do today, to open that time capsule. We're delving deep into the world of blockchain technology and its emerging and perhaps controversial role in modern warfare.
Less than P greater than Panetta. We're going to explore all of it, how this digital ledger could enhance security, completely overhaul military logistics, and potentially reshape the very nature of the battlefield.
Less than phi greater than petaville. But we're also going to navigate the pitfalls, because with this much power, this much potential for control and surveillance, the risks are just as monumental as the rewards. And we have some incredible minds joining us to help unpack it all.
Welcome to the time capsule.
Less than P, greater than, okay, so let's start there with the logistics, because that's the thing that feels most immediate. You talked about my grandfather's experience, the fog of war. A huge part of that fog is just not knowing if the ammunition you were promised is actually on the truck or if that truck even exists. How does a distributed ledger, a piece of code, actually change that reality for a soldier on the ground?
Less than Thrum, greater than Trodanger.
Right.
It's about moving from a system of hope to a system of knowledge. Think of it like this. A crate of medical supplies leaves a warehouse in Germany. It's not just a crate anymore.
It's a digital asset on the blockchain. It gets a unique, unforgeable token.
Less than P greater than a digital fingerprint.
Less than P greater than a digital fingerprint. Exactly.
And every single time it moves, loaded onto a plane, unloaded at an airbase, placed on a convoy, that movement is a transaction that gets recorded on the ledger. Permanently.
So the field medic in the combat zone doesn't have to just trust the supply chain.
They can literally pull up the record and see their package is, say, 20 kilometers out and its status was updated 7 minutes ago.
Less than P greater than that level of transparency is, well, it's unheard of. But wait a minute, I'm thinking about the weak points. The system is only as good as the information you feed into it, right? A sensor can log that a crate has arrived, but it can't tell you if someone siphoned off half the diesel fuel inside or swapped high-grade components for cheap knockoffs.
Less than Vos. Greater than... That's the ghost in the machine. The garbage in, garbage out problem.
You're touching on the fundamental hurdle, which is bridging the digital world with the messy physical reality of a war zone. The ledger itself is incorruptible, but the inputs aren't.
Less than P greater than it. So you haven't really eliminated the trust issue, you've just shifted it?
Less than P greater than this, friends. You've shifted it, and you've also made it hyper-specific. Instead of a vague sense of mistrust in a sprawling, opaque system, you now have precise points of vulnerability. You know the exact moment that crate was scanned and weighed at the forward operating base? If it was weighed at 100 kilos in Germany and it's 50 kilos when it arrives?
Less than P greater than good. You know exactly where to look and who to ask. The point of failure becomes visible to everyone on the network.
Less than blub, greater than instantly. And that visibility, that radical transparency, it's a powerful deterrent. It's one thing to pencil whip a form that you know will get lost in a stack of papers. It's another thing entirely to falsify a record that will be permanently visible to everyone from the private on the ground to the general at the Pentagon.
Less than P, greater than, so it's less about creating a perfect self-policing system and more about creating an undeniable audit trail, a chain of accountability. I can see that. But it also feels like we're opening a whole other can of worms. If you're tracking every box of supplies with this level of detail, you're not far from tracking the person carrying it. Every action, every location, logged forever, that perfect time capsule you mentioned, it starts to sound a little like a perfect prison.
Less than P, greater than a perfect prison. Wow. That lands hard. Because from a storytelling perspective, you've just stripped away the most human element of conflict, ambiguity, the moral gray zone.
Less than P, greater than, you think so? I see it differently. I see it as introducing consequence, real unavoidable consequence.
Less than P, greater than P. But is it, or is it just perfect obedience? Think about it. We tell stories about soldiers who defy an order to do the right thing. The medic who risks everything to save an enemy combatant. The platoon that holds a position they were ordered to abandon because they know it's the only way to save civilians.
Less than P, greater than signs. And for every one of those heroic stories, how many are there of a My Lai or an Abu Ghraib? Horrific events that happened in the shadows, in that same moral gray zone. What if a system like this perfect prison actually prevents atrocities?
Less than Pia, greater than willing, by turning every soldier into a walking surveillance camera? I mean, the psychological pressure of that.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that every hesitation, every step you take, every word you mutter under your breath is being recorded on an immutable ledger for some future tribunal to dissect. What does that do to a person's mind in an already unbearable situation?
Less than P, greater than, I don't know, but maybe it makes them think twice. Maybe that pressure is precisely the point. It's not just about tracking supplies anymore. It's about tracking decisions. If a commander orders a strike on a building, the blockchain could theoretically require verification that the target intelligence is valid, that the risk to non-combatants has been assessed.
Mm-hmm.
Less than P, greater than, so it's your checklist.
Less than T, greater than, it's more than a checklist. It's a chain of command made visible and permanent. It forces accountability all the way up. The general who gives a questionable order can't just say there was a miscommunication later on. The order, the time it was given, and the intel it was based on are all locked in forever.
Less than paint, greater than, okay, I see the power in that. I really do. Accountability at the top is, it's the holy grail. But I'm still stuck on the individual. What happens when the system itself is flawed? What if the intel is bad, but the system says it's verified? The drone pilot follows the protocol, launches the missile?
Less than friend, greater than, and an innocent family is killed.
Less than vice, greater than blindness. And the blockchain just provides a perfect, unchangeable record of the pilot doing their job perfectly. It validates a tragedy.
It becomes a system that doesn't just record the truth, it creates its own version of it. It's the ultimate defense of, I was just following orders.
Less than P, greater than, So the technology could end up shielding people from moral responsibility rather than enforcing it. That's a chilling thought. You're essentially creating a digital scapegoat. The process was followed, the ledger is clean, end of inquiry.
Less than pair, greater than prey, right. Right, it removes the space for human judgment, for that gut feeling that something is wrong.
Because how do you justify defying a direct order when you know the system is logging your defiance as a black mark against your permanent, unerasable record?
You're not just disobeying, you're breaking the code, literally.
Less than P, greater than then. And that brings up something else. If our military is operating on this completely transparent, internally audited system, what happens when they face an enemy who isn't? A non-state actor, a guerrilla force that thrives on chaos and ambiguity, are we creating a force that's too rigid, too predictable to fight effectively in the messy reality of modern conflict? A glass army, perfectly transparent but easily shattered.
Less than P, greater than a glass army. That's wow, that's an incredibly potent image. Because it's not just about being predictable, it's about being brittle.
You've engineered a system that's perfect for a conventional, symmetrical war, a war fought on a chessboard. But modern conflict isn't a chessboard, it's a knife fight in a dark room.
Less than P, greater than, and you're saying the system can't handle that, it can't improvise.
Less than P, greater than, how could it? Improvisation, intuition, bending the rules, those are the things that are logged as errors, as deviations from protocol.
We'd be creating a military that is procedurally flawless, but strategically inert. A force that can account for every single bullet but can't win the war because it's forgotten how to think outside the ledger.
Less than P, greater than. Okay, that's a powerful critique, it really is. But let's weigh that against the alternative we live in now, where we have immense flexibility, yes. But that flexibility also allows for, right? What? Black sites. Enhanced interrogations. Plausible divisibility that runs all the way to the top. Maybe a little bit of that brittleness, a little bit of that rigidity, is a price worth paying for.
Mm-hmm.
For moral and strategic clarity.
Less than pilot, greater than? But are you actually getting clarity, or are you just getting a better documented version of the same tragedy? I keep coming back to the drone pilot. The system gives them a green light based on faulty intel. The ledger provides a perfect, immutable alibi. It doesn't create moral clarity. It creates a veneer of procedural justification over a moral catastrophe. It's the ultimate shield.
Less than plea, greater than. And I suppose that's the fundamental disagreement we keep circling back to, isn't it? You see it as a shield that absolves individuals of responsibility?
Less than plea, greater than, Heath, about it. While you see it as a spotlight that prevents the system itself from hiding in the shadows.
Less than P, greater than, sighs softly. Yeah. And I don't know which is the greater risk. I honestly don't. Leaving the moral gray zone for humans to navigate with all the potential for both heroism and horror that entails,
mm-hmm.
or creating a system that tries to eliminate that gray zone entirely, and in doing so might eliminate our own judgment along with it.
Less than P, greater than. It's funny. At the beginning, I called this technology a perfect time capsule, and I think that's still true. But I'm realizing now that the act of creating the capsule,
mm-hmm.
the act of perfectly observing and recording something, fundamentally changes the nature of the thing being recorded.
Less than pi, greater than the observer effect on a global battlefield scale.
Less than Packick, greater than.
Exactly. You set out to create an incorruptible record of the truth of war, and you may end up creating a force that fights a completely different, more sterile, and perhaps less human kind of war altogether.
Less than, greater than, well, I don't think we've landed on any easy answers today, which which probably means we were asking the right questions. This isn't a simple equation of pros and cons. It's a fundamental shift in what accountability, command, and even courage might mean in the future.
Less than P, greater than it. A future that is, whether we like it or not, already being built. The code is already being written. The only thing left to decide is what values we embed in it. Less than P, greater than Sadable. Thank you for stepping into the capsule with us today.
Less than Keat, greater than Lalin. We hope it's given you as much to wrestle with as it has us. This has been the Time Capsule.